With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump held a rally in Florida Tuesday night as he tried to win back the keys to the White House. There's speculation over who he will choose as VP. The rally comes less than a week before the Republican National Convention, where the former president will be formally nominated to the GOP ticket. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says about 160 million people across the U.S. are under some kind of heat warning, advisory, or alert.
There's a large heat dome out west. There's a trough in the middle. That's what drew Beryl up through the center of the country. And then there's another ridge over the east coast. So the heat wave does continue for much of the area. It was worse this past weekend for many locations on the eastern seaboard, but that has ticked back up a bit. And yeah, expecting heat indices around 105 degrees from the Philadelphia metro down through northern Florida.
Heat advisories in effect through Wednesday in parts of Texas. Also at SRNnews.com, personal checks will soon become a thing of the past at Target stores. Mike Kempen has more.
Target says as of July 15th, it will no longer accept personal checks from shoppers. The discounter tells the AP it's making the move because of the extremely low number of customers who still write checks. Target's decision leaves Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's among the retailers that still accept personal checks. Whole Foods Market and the Aldi supermarket chain previously stopped taking checks. Shoppers have pulled out checkbooks increasingly less often since the mid-1990s. Cash dispensing ATMs, debit cards, online banking, and mobile payment systems mean many young adults may have never written a check. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood finds a new revenue stream.
The nation's number one abortion business is now selling drugs used to help children stave off puberty and live as the opposite sex. Planned Parenthood's own data reveals that 45 of its 49 regional branches are providing hormone treatments, leading to a 125% increase in sales from 2020 to 2022. The organization's mission statement claims it seeks to help people live, quote, full healthy lives. Critics say puberty blockers won't accomplish that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The sound of church bells is a quaint bit of automated background noise for some people, but before modern communications, it was bell ringing that transmitted important information and knit together communities across Europe. Now, a small school of bell ringers in northeast Spain working to recover an entire language of tolling. Automations largely replaced bell ringers in churches in Western Europe. This is SRN News. The involuntary manslaughter trial for actor Alec Baldwin will begin opening statements on Wednesday.
12 jurors and 4 alternates have been chosen to decide whether Alec Baldwin committed a felony in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. 11 women and 5 men make up the panel. Only 2 out of 70 prospective jurors said they were unfamiliar with the case. Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted. His defense team has not said whether Baldwin will testify.
Correspondent Margie Starzetta reporting. An Arizona judge says a rancher who was unsuccessfully tried in the fatal shooting of an illegal immigrant on his property will not be retried. Santa Cruz County Superior Court Judge Thomas Fink issued a ruling Tuesday denying a request by prosecutors who argued the possibility of a new trial should be left open. More details at srnnews.com.